There is a regional campaign going on in the area to encourage students to obtain their secondary school diploma. In the CJMQ studio, I have with me Josiane Bergeron. She's with Partners for Educational Success Estrie, as well as Marie Thibault. She's the guidance counselor at Alexander Galt Regional High School. And they're going to talk about the campaign that they have in place, as well as the initiatives that are in place at Alexander Galt. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So perhaps we could begin with you, Josiane. Could you tell us a little bit about Partners for Educational Success Estrie?
Yes, yeah, sure. We actually refer to Partners for Educational Success Estrie as the Projet PRE. Mm-hmm. Which is in French, Partenaire pour la réussite éducative en Estrie. This is a regional mobilization with different partners with the objective of increasing student success and valorizing education. So we have different dossiers that we're working with our partners. We have different promotional campaign to valorize education.
You've had some going on in the past. Could you tell us what some of those were?
Yeah, we had a little bit before Christmas in November and December, we had a school work balance campaign that was encouraging students and employers to have a healthy balance between school and work. And we had another campaign in February to promote the Hooked on School Days, which is an activity happening in February, again, to encourage students to stay in school. So this campaign that I will be talking to you about today is actually our third promotional campaign. The campaign that is going on right now until June 2nd is the Don't Give Up campaign. This campaign encouraged students to obtain their high school diploma, and the slogan is, every class you pass is one step closer to your diploma. We have different messages targeting the students, but we also have messages targeting the parents. The messages that we're sending to them is very similar to the one that we have for the youth. It says, every class they pass is one step closer to their diploma. And the way we're reaching parents and youth in this campaign, it's through the web. So we have different way of reaching the parents with, for instance, the Sherbrooke web page, the Sherbrooke Record web page, and La Tribune web page. And the youth, we're reaching them through Facebook. Mm-hmm. So the campaign is really to say to the students, every class you pass, give you credits towards your diploma. Mm-hmm. So,
and how has the response been for this?
Well, the campaign was launched on Monday, mm-hmm. so it's difficult to say to this point how it's going. Mm-hmm. But from the Facebook point of view, with the Google Analytics, we've been able to see that several students, or at least several people, have been coming to the webpage that was creating for that campaign, which is www.donotgiveup.ca, where students and parents can find different information on the webpage about why it's important to get your high school diploma. There's different website resources that students and parents can go on if they have questions or if they have worries.
Okay. Now, Marie Thibault, you're the guidance counselor at Alexander Galt Regional High School. Do you work along with Josiane, or how does this work?
I do work along with Josiane. I'm on the Projet PRE committee at the school board. And so we meet and we decide, or we determine what kind of actions we'll be putting in different schools at the Eastern Township School Board. And so we have been working together for at least 4 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Even more, 6 years.
6 years.
Mm-hmm. And what about some of the initiatives that are in place at Alexander Galt? Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, so the first initiative we had this year was to offer a supplemental exam in January. Students write ministry exams in June. Those that did not pass the ministry exam in level 4, we gave them possibility of rewriting it in January. And they had prep courses before to help them prepare for the ministry exam. We had students write and prep for history, math, and science, and they rewrote the exam. A second initiative that we put in place is we started a planning room this year. So students that were having difficulty in any of their classes in level 4 and 5, they were identified by their teachers and the vice principal, and they now go to the resource room to get extra help in the classes they would need the extra help to help them pass that class. We've also identified all our level five students who would be at risk of not getting their credits to obtain their secondary school diploma. I met with them individually. We've also had meetings with adult ed education, guidance counselor, and the principal, and we presented to them the different opportunities for them on to obtain their secondary school diploma, either through rewriting the summer exam, so we'll have summer exams this summer, or signing up for summer school. We have summer school at Galt, but there's also summer school at New Horizon, which is the adult education program. We also looked at them at doing some distance education so that they have all different ways of obtaining their secondary school diploma if by the end of the year they have not obtained it, so that they don't give up and do obtain that very important certificate at the end of the year, high school.
Okay, so basically your job then is to make students aware, make parents aware of the importance of staying in school and of where they can go to get the help that they need. Josiane?
Yes, because on the campaign, we really inform the parents and the students to not hesitate to consult with their school guidance counselor mm-hmm. if they have any questions, because they're the best person in the school to answer the questions and know what's the different options available for the students. So it's really more to inform the parents and the students to valorize education, because in the campaign it says, you know, getting your diploma or qualification will be beneficial for you, because students with a high school leaving certificate, they have better jobs, they have more choices and opportunity, better salary throughout their working life.
That's right.
So it's really to valorize education.
That's right. It's really important. So again, we can go, or parents and students can go to check all of this information out at your website. That's www.donotgiveup.ca.
Yep.
And also Facebook, you said?
Well, the Facebook, it's a publicity on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So the publicity is really targeting students in the region age 15 to 21 years old. So it's really based on their Facebook profile. They will see that advertising or not.
Okay.
But the promotion is done, again, in collaboration with the different high schools. So within the high schools, we're promoting the webpage and encourage students to go on it.
Okay.
I'd also want to include there's other actions that are happening in our high school. For example, the Global Learning Institute, which is part of the Eastern Township School Board, offers an online tutoring to help students prepare for their ministry exams. So if they need help preparing for their math or their history or their science exam, they can sign up for online tutoring, which is done in the evening at home with an online tutor that they sign up with. In Stansted, there's also the Phelps Helps, which is a tutoring program for all students living in the Stansted area, which is a collaboration between the Projet Prix and the Tillotson Foundation.
Yeah, and the Comité Santé Éducation in Stansted.
Okay. And would this be free of charge, or is there
a charge? It's free of charge.
It's free of charge. Wow.
So all these extra initiatives that are put in place, the online prep, the planning room, the supplemental exams, are all free of charge. Summer school, however, for more information, parents can call the school once their child have not passed an exam to see the fees. There are some fees associated with summer school. Mm-hmm. And the summer exam as well.
Okay. Well, this sounds really great. And so there's really no excuse for students not to continue their education. It sounds like there's a lot of great initiatives in place. And I thank you very much for telling us about this today.
Thank you.
It was our pleasure. Thank you.